The Killing Storm by Catherine Casey. Read by Keith Laverick. By the time Crystal turns around, her son had disappeared. Yet her reaction was odd. Is Crystal Warner somehow involved in her son's abduction?
Like Russia, takes only an hour. Maybe we should just have a slower hour, 3 to 4 in the morning. Except weekends. Last week, I merged into traffic so hairy that people were actually backing off the freeway. And while I myself suffer from gridlock claustrophobia, once you're physically on the freeway, that's it. You're done. You're cooked. You're toast. Don't pass go. Do not collect $200.
Ralph S. Mouse by Beverly Cleary. Read by Keith Laverick.
Thursday afternoon, Miss K said,
Ryan, do not forget to bring your guest of honor tomorrow.
I won't forget,
promised Ryan, as if he didn't know that Ralph was lurking at the back of the room.
The King's Grace, read by Keith Laverick.
Poor Richard. She thought he did not deserve that.
Yehan returned, offering a cup. She took it and shook off the vision of her brother's bloodied body to focus on the youth's handsome face. She was proud of her boy.
Give War Chance by P.J. O'Rourke. Spoken by Keith Laverick. Serious topics also make unimportant people feel as important as what they're discussing. Of course, it's necessary to make sure everyone understands how important the topic is.